threatening letter. Something is happening.
You see? Outmatched.
Thank you.
Tell me something.
What, Sir Henry?
Sir Henry, look, just give me your opinion, man to man.
What about you?
Oh, come on, Watson. What did you think of her? What?
I thought your mind wasn't on the game.
Brilliant deduction. It can't be much of a life for her down here. I wonder if she's lonely.
This is a godforsaken part of the world. When you go out onto the moor, you leave all traces of modern England behind you, and you're conscious everywhere of the forgotten folk, the prehistoric people who once lived and worked and played here. On all sides as you walk are their graves, the ruins of their houses, and the huge monoliths which mark their temples. As the place fills your heart and your mind, its vastness and grim charm take hold of you, and you leave your own age far behind. I have to report that Sir Henry begins to display a considerable interest in our fair neighbor. It's not to be wondered at, for time here hangs heavily for an active man like him, and she is a very fascinating and beautiful woman. The match would be a fine and fitting one, but a romance would surely add to all our other complications. The Barrymores continue to puzzle me. Sir Henry tackled the butler on the subject of the telegram, and his story agreed with the postmaster's in every particular, but there is something singular and questionable in the man's character, and I'm convinced that he's telling us far less than he knows. More than once, I've observed him roaming the corridors at night. I picture him bent on some sinister, secret mission of which we know nothing, which you, no doubt, will dismiss as my romantic imagination. Nevertheless, I am...
Don't move a muscle.
What?
And when I take my hand away, don't make a sound. Understand?
All right.
Okay.
What the devil?
Quiet, for God's sake.
What's going on?
Come with me. Look around this corner. Far end of the corridor.
Barrymore.
Yes.
What's he up to?
I don't know. But he's being damn secretive about it.
What do you want to do?
Barrymore?
Sir Henry?
Just what are you playing at?
Nothing, Sir Henry. Checking the window, that's all. I go around every night to see that they're fastened.
On the second floor?
Yes, sir. All the windows. Give me the candlestick, Barrymore. Sir Henry?
Do as you're told.
Yes, sir. Right. Now, let's see.
Watson?
I thought so. Look, out on the moor.
Another light.
Well, it's nothing, sir. Nothing at all.
Nothing, is it? Move your candle again, Watson.
There.
Someone's signaling the house. What the hell's happening, Barrymore?
I have nothing to say, sir.
We'll see about that later. Watson, are you with me?
What do you mean?
I'm going out there.
God only knows what Holmes would say about this.
Come on. We can clear this whole thing up here and now.
Well, for heaven's sake, stay close to me.
We must be nearly there.
There's the light.
Yes. Can you see anyone?
Not yet.
Great God. What was that?
I don't know. Just a sound they have on the moor.
Watson, what do the local people call it? Tell me.
They say it's the cry of the hound of the Baskervilles.
Summoning a man of Hugo's blood to his death.